The Lord bless you with his sweet presence, YouTube family. The Lord's message to me tonight was, well, what can I say? Stretching my vocabulary. He used some expressions and some words that I've never heard before. So it was a little bit of a challenge. I had to stop and use Wikipedia several times just to understand what he was trying to tell me. Of course, I could have asked him what he was trying to tell me, but I thought it'd be neat to get the definition out of Wiki and then be able to read it to you. I was worshiping to Terry McAlmon's song, How Long? How long, Lord, till we are like you, till we wake up in your likeness, which is really about the rapture. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, passionate song. I used it to pray for us, for this beautiful YouTube family that is waiting for the Lord so ardently, and it really was a beautiful way to pray. And then another song that has to do with the rapture, Even So. It's about the bride and taking the bride away. And I noticed that the Lord, this was after a couple of hours of worship, I noticed that the Lord was to my right, where he always is. And in the scriptures even, it talks about the Lord is at my right hand in several places. But he was at my right, and he was pointing to his right. And I looked, and I saw a long row, well, a long wave, I guess you could say, a sweeping army of warriors looking very much like Roman soldiers. I mean, completely decked out and equipped for war. And they were galloping towards the earth from space. And he, our Lord, was astride a white horse, but he was stationary. He was beside me, showing it to me. And he said, I'm coming. I'm on my way. Then he said, there's a turnkey event that is what we are waiting for. They seemed to be between the moon and the earth when he said this, and they were at a stop. Turnkey. I wonder what that means, turn key. It seems like it would be fairly simple, but I decided to look it up. The word references a product that is completely ready. All you have to do is turn the key to make it operational. And the Lord said, we are waiting for a turnkey event. Then he continued, as you can see, we are all equipped and ready for the battle. Claire, there is just one event pending. That is the turnkey. Everything is already prepared and ready. In order for it to begin, the key must be turned. Be patient, my love. We are so very, very close. Hope will not disappoint. Be patient. I know you are trying. I know you are also being buffeted. And you know I will use your suffering for your children's conversions. Yes, Lord, what one of my children said to me today, it really surprised me and encouraged me. He replied, she's been thinking about this for a long time. The only problem is that it will be too late. She will have to stay behind. However, that could change. There is yet a narrow, narrow window of time, but it is so narrow and short. This brings up the topic of another revival, Lord. I'm getting questions about a revival before you come. And that's really hard for me because it seems like you've already answered me on this question. He said, I'm very sorry, but that's wishful thinking. Please don't wobble. This expresses doubt and unbelief on your part. I'm sorry, it's been hounding me, Jesus. It's been hounding everyone, he said. These doubts come in waves and sweep over everyone who is waiting for me. you can be sure that what you are experiencing is universal to those who are earnestly waiting for my coming. In other words, you're not alone in this. This is why when I give you a post, immediately it soothes the hearts of so many. These things are broadcast, so to speak, sent out at large in the air. What is their source? Need you ask? Well, I mean, are they human or demonic? Either way, it's what's behind it, but to answer you, demonic. Although mood alterations are also applied by man through electronic devices to sow confusion, anger, and depression. This is why communing with me is so important. This is why so much effort was put into developing a technology that would modify the brain in such a way that the person would lose interest in all things spiritual. This has been a benchmark breakthrough. There he goes again, giving me one of those words. I have no idea what they mean. So I wikied that. And the best that I could tell in the context of what he was saying is that a benchmark is a point of reference, as in surveying. In Wiki it said, benchmarking is a powerful method for breakthrough thinking, innovation, and improvement, and for delivering exceptional bottom-line results. So I kind of played with those words for a minute, and I finally came up with this sentence. In other words, this technology breakthrough will deliver the bottom-line results of dulling or even destroying man's desire for God. Then I heard simulated intelligence, another word I didn't know. When I wikied it, I got directed to artificial intelligence, which I've heard some things about, but I haven't gotten into it very deeply. Don't have time. Then the Lord continued, my love, that is a science that developed this evil technology. It is commonly thought to be good for religious fanatics, terrorists, etc. But as usual, man found a more evil and practical application in mind control. Lord, once a person is infected with this, will you override it? In some situations, yes. But generally speaking, if it is received voluntarily, with full understanding of the result produced, most likely, no, I will not override it. This is the technology to be used in the mark, although it has already been distributed widely through other programs, unknown to those who have been victimized. In these cases especially, I will interrupt the device's ability to turn the mind away from me. It is so treacherous, Claire. So very treacherous and widespread, as inoculations have been carriers, even to children in schools. But I would like to move on. I was thinking for a moment, I was getting a little ditzy. I mean, it's 5:17 in the morning, and it's getting to be that time. And I said, Lord, can you do something with my mind so I can receive your thoughts more easily? I already have, he answered. Can you do even more? There are some thoughts you wouldn't want to receive, my love. Okay, never mind. But couldn't you filter them, Lord? I wasn't about to give up on that one. I love your sense of curiosity and your desire to be pleasing to me. And yes, I will clarify my thoughts even more in the short time left to you on earth. But you must promise me that you will pay better attention when I'm speaking to you in my thoughts. Okay, with your help, I will try. Okay. He went on. As you are waiting for this turnkey event, I want you to encourage everyone to maintain their vigil time with me apart from all worldly preoccupations and entertainments. We're getting so close. There is the tendency to relax vigilance, and please, please, dear brides, don't relax your vigilance. In your dealings with others, bend over backwards to show mercy, clemency, and charity. These are the attributes of my dear ones. Some of you have the resources to alleviate the sufferings of those whose paths you come across. When I send you someone, or arrange a situation where you are passing them by, stop, and give aid as your resources allow. Then you will be like my Father in heaven, who reigns upon the land of the just and unjust alike, but who especially looks after those who cannot look after themselves. Kindness preaches volumes to the unsaved and lifts the spirits of those without hope. Yes, do tell others I'm coming, but guard your heart with those who have scorn and contempt for me. I do not want you to be discouraged. If you become discouraged, how will you encourage others? The enemy would like to place ugly situations in your way. Be on the lookout for opportunities to denigrate you or me, and be careful when you get involved with people to understand where they're coming from. This is me now. Be careful in the situations that you're in with relatives and whatever, to guard your words and guard your heart. Just don't, you know, throw it all out there so you'll end up getting resistance and contempt. You know, guard your heart. Be careful who you share these things with. The Lord continued, watching is by no means an easy occupation. It demands a very high level of faith and hope. These I impart to you in our times together. I will use every means to touch you, my beloved ones. Even bumper stickers and traffic jams. There's not one moment of the day that I'm not bringing some encouragement across your path, because I know your frame, and for those of you that must be involved in the world, little telltale signs of my love abound. When the clock reads 311, or 1113, or 555, the number of my wounds, or 444, the number of the Gospels, or 333, or even 111. All of these are little nudges that I am with you. It seems silly, doesn't it? Not at all, Lord. We cherish those little signs from you. I even enjoy it when you put my birth month and year on the clock. I kind of chuckle to myself. He's thinking of me. Yes, and even love songs you hear, more often than not, I'm singing them in my heart to you. Or you can sing them in your heart to me. I love it when you do. Really? I wasn't sure about that. You know, when he said that, I realized when I'm in the grocery store, usually on the baking aisle, where the sugar and the chocolate chips and things are that I just love, even when I'm there, I'll hear a song that's a love song, and I'll think to myself, Lord, did you play that just for me? Are you singing that to me? And I'll assume that he has, because he's omnipresent. And of course he knows that love song is playing, and he knows how he feels about me. And I know how I feel about him, so I just turn around and sing it to him in my heart. Then he continued, a sign or exclamation of love from my bride goes right to the core of my being and brings me deep joy. I love it, Claire, when you sing those songs to me. Pay attention. I was getting a little droopy. Pay attention. I know you're tired, but I'm trying to make a point here. Truly, Claire, I love that. I am so touched. These are lovers' games. Leaving flowers behind, drawing a heart in the sand or on your windshield or your window in the back of your car. I see it. It touches my heart. And I will leave you little heart shapes, especially when you're preparing food. Look for them and acknowledge me. I'm so happy when you are grateful for my marks of affection to you. I'm so grateful when you recognize them. So many souls go right by them and it just never reaches or touches them. Well, I can see you won't last much longer. Try to come to me earlier in the evening and expect me to begin speaking to you in this way earlier in the evening. Okay? Okay, Lord, you know about my short-term memory loss, in spite of the ginkgo and everything else. Remind me, please. I will. Sleep in my arms, dear brides. I'm always with you. Always. And that's the end of his message. And I have to say, When I lay down to take a nap or I go to sleep, I see him there very quickly. That's one place where I just don't have any problem seeing him. I see him, I sleep next to the wall, and I see him even closer to the wall, kind of not laying down totally, but laying back and smiling at me. And he always reaches out from my hand and holds my hand. And sometimes he sends one of my cats with a paw. And they take my finger and they curl their little paws around my finger and pull them closer to their heart. It is so sweet to see that. And I just know it's a sign of love from the Lord's creation. And ultimately, he's behind it. Well, I hope these things encourage you in our watching, our waiting, and our vigils. My prayers are for you. And I really encourage you to find that song by Terry McCallman, Even So, and use it for your prayer times. It's so beautiful, and it's so right on for right now, so on target. The Lord bless you, family, and thank you for listening to our channel and leaving us sweet little comments. We really appreciate it.
How long? How long? Till I awake in